Hey, it's Pastor Mike. If you love what we do at Time of Grace, speaking biblical truth into everyday issues, then you are going to love the podcast, The Non-Microwave Truth, by my friend and brother in Jesus, C.L. Whiteside. C.L. is a high school educator and a coach who isn't afraid to take on tough topics, but always through the lens of God's Word. Just search for The Non-Microwave Truth wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
At some point in every Disney movie, every princess has an I want song. Moana wants to go to the ocean. Ariel wants to go where the people go. Belle wants to go on adventures that she reads about in her books. Then, of course, they have this leads up to the adversity they're going to face and their evil stepmother and their remarkably kindly father. Where does this go? I don't think any Disney princesses dream of where we're at if you're feeling burnout. None of them dream about, I want to be numb, and I want to feel disconnected from people, and I want to feel far from my work, and I want to feel emotionally empty. Nobody is dreaming about that. They want something more. And so what do you want? We just finished a series on burnout. What are you looking for? Who do you want to be? Do you want to be kind of numb and barely functioning, or do you want to be the person that God has made you to be? None of us are expecting the world to be perfect. We don't expect our Heavenly Father to be a lawnmower parent and knock down all the obstacles. Literally, while I was working on this devotion, my daughter called me because things pile up. I'm working on this, I'm feeling a deadline, and she calls to tell me that my classic 1975 Chevy truck is overheated on the side of the highway while she was driving it. Things pile up. That adds stress, and burnout is stress accumulated over time. We've talked about ways to be able to get rid of these. We talked about things that are overwhelming, but what pulls you through? I heard it said that if you know why, you're willing to suffer through anything. So what are you willing to suffer through, and what is helping you suffer through this world? What's your why? Why are mothers willing to go through labor and the pain that goes with it? Why are sleepless nights? Why do you go to work? Is it for the money, or is it for your family? Is it to actually help people? Why do you think Jesus was willing to go to the cross? Why do you think Jesus was willing to suffer and to be flogged and to put on a crown of thorns and to be separated from God the Father? Because of you. He had his why. Hopefully during this week, probably the most important thing is you're talking about the struggle of this world. It's not going to be easy. We live in a sin-filled world with sinful people, and we're going to always have problems. We're going to always have stress. But how do we get rid of this stress? How do we function? We cling to Jesus, and we found our why. We keep our eyes fixed on him. This is from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That is my encouragement to you. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus as we go through this difficult world. Let's pray. Lord, so many of us and our friends are in the middle of trouble, and we've endured things that are so challenging, and sometimes we forget our why and we start to sink. Help us keep our eyes fixed on you, see our purpose in this life, and see that you have something special for each of us. And whatever that is, help us shine and show your glory in all that we do. We ask this in your name. Amen.